You may have heard about that oil spill in California that's stretching into the ocean. The source appears to be a broken pipe that's since been shut down. It's not like the Deepwater Horizon explosion that spewed hundreds of thousands of gallons into the Gulf of Mexico. That was about 5 years ago. The BP spill was devastating for the local economy, and it hit the Vietnamese fishing community in New Orleans especially hard. So local organizers came up with a solution to help them keep food on the table. But as Nina Feldman reports, it was hard to get some of the Vietnamese to sign on.
Sang Ho is getting ready for the start of shrimping season. He's painting his boat, checking up on nets, doing some maintenance. Like many Vietnamese refugees, Sang relocated to the U.S. after the end of the Vietnam War, and he settled in New Orleans East. He chose this area because he's a fisherman, and a good one. He says between Katrina and the BP oil spill, he was doing pretty well, making over $100,000 a year. But the BP spill closed off a third of the U.S. waters in the Gulf to commercial fishing, a $2.5 billion loss for the industry. It was a year before all the restrictions were lifted. Sang says, obviously, the spill wasn't good for business. But it also had a big effect on him because fishing is the only thing he knows how to do.
I do fisherman.
How are you?
Do you have a lot of time? Are you in a rush?
No, I'm not in a rush.
Okay, you want to go on a delivery real quick?
Sounds great.
Daniel Nguyen is a community organizer affiliated with the Catholic Church here, an anchor for the Vietnamese community. I rode along with him one morning in his van.
We started organizing fishing folks, but what we found was a lot of folks were growing produce to supplement the cost of living and growing in such excess that we found that we could actually like sell some of that excess produce into the city and then just, you know, find a way to generate income for folks.
After the spill, the Vietnamese community in New Orleans East held a summit to rethink how they made a living. They decided to start a network of farms that could create jobs and also keep people from going hungry. Daniel says they decided to structure it as a co-op to prevent community members from growing too much and from competing with one another.
So we're taking it to some restaurants in the city right now.
Here's how it works. Each member of the farm co-op gets some startup help. They don't pay for seeds or for land in many cases. The co-op markets and sells their produce to buyers all over New Orleans. And the growers get a return based on how much land they cultivate. If they grow an acre's worth of food, they get a larger share of the profits than, say, someone with a backyard plot.
The principles in which we organize or build the cooperative around is this idea of, like, from each according ability and to each according to need.
Each according to ability and each according to need. If you think that sounds like socialism, so did the community. And Nguyen says that was a problem for some of the Vietnamese refugees.
Cooperatives are generally associated with like socialist or like communist-style economies. Being based in a very dense Vietnamese population that is pretty much majority anti-communist from the Vietnam War, it took a while to get to the point to associate or incorporate a cooperative.
But in the end, he says the community got on board when they saw the co-op model working. People were making money.
So, for example, like our highest income generating grower right now probably generates like $50,000 a year.
When Sang Ho realized the spill was keeping him from earning enough just from shrimping, he decided to give farming a try. It's not a living, but it helps to cover his losses. If nothing else, he says it's more consistent than the revenue from shrimping. Plus, he says, he's starting to develop a bit of a greed thumb. At least until shrimping season gets going. For The World, I'm Nina Feldman, New Orleans.
By the way, our regular host, Marco Werman, just happens to be in New Orleans right now, and he's taking some great pictures. Check him out on Instagram. He's @Marco Werman. And this is The World.